Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley, joined in the studio by Claudia Gillam. So, Claudia, you were chomping at the bit.
Chomping.
You cannot get a quickie divorce. This is something I would imagine a lot of people do. They're in a rage. They want to get divorced. I want to get divorced quick. I want to get it done. Out of the way. Finished. Gone. Can I get a quickie divorce? Go on Google. Search quickie divorce. You can't do it really, can you?
You cannot. I'm sure there are a number of tabloids that will remain unnamed, James, that tell you that you can. But no, you cannot. A quickie divorce is a myth. Nowadays, where it comes from is the vast majority of divorces nowadays go through on what we call an undefended basis. Mm-hmm. And that is a basis which is a quicker procedure than if your spouse decided to defend. And that is where this phrase of quickie divorce in part has come from. But actually what we've kind of most recently heard is celebrity divorces where they've managed to get divorced in 6 weeks. Now, any of your listeners who've ever got divorced before will probably read these tabloids and also know the same thing that I do, which is that in fact that kind of 6 weeks waiting stage, you already have to have reached a certain stage known as the decree nisi before you can kickstart that 6 week kind of period. So actually the divorce is already started sometime before, and that quickie divorce that those tabloids tell us about just doesn't exist. So very misleading.
They're already into the divorce proceedings, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
And then it gets announced. Yeah. So how long would it take then, in realistic terms?
Average? The quickest we ever tend to see is 3 to 4 months. I have to say that does also depend on how efficient your local court is, but that's definitely the quickest. My kind of timeline for most of my clients tends to be 6 to 12 months. The reason for that is your final decree in your divorce, your decree absolute. We tend not to apply for that whilst you're thinking about your financial settlement and whilst you're trying to resolve your financial settlement, particularly because there can be benefits whilst you're still married to someone that if they were to sadly pass away, there'd be benefits them being your spouse. I do sadly have some cases that go on for longer than 12 months, more complex, depending on how kind of acrimonious things are. But I would say 6 to 12 is a good guide.
You can't get divorced, can you, unless you've been married for 12 months?
No, you cannot. So that's the other thing to bear in mind. If you're 9 months in, you need 3 months before you can even kickstart.
It's an interesting one to keep in your thoughts if you are married at the moment and you've been married for less than 12 months. So we're going to find out. Now, this is another saying. I'm going to make a clean break and I'm going to run away and whatever.
Aren't we all, James? Where are we running away to?
So what is a clean break? How do we get one? We'll find out next on the Harrogate Family Law Show.